John, what are you hoping to get out of your final pre-season game tomorrow night?
Oh, we're pretty keen to make sure that come round one we're fully prepared. So we go in with a reasonably strong lineup, and we really just want to implement what we've been working on over the pre-season and looking to do that for four quarters tomorrow night.
Is it important that you get a result or closer to a result given the past sort of 2 weeks?
Yeah, look, it's important that we play well for the full four quarters. I think we've played well in patches over the JLT and obviously with different mixes of players, but you know, we're going strong tomorrow and we're keen to play some good footy and give ourselves best prep for round one.
Do you expect an impact from the senior players, from like a Bryce and also a Mark coming back in?
Absolutely we do.
Just on Patrick Cripps as well, came back last week and played limited minutes. What's the plan for him tomorrow?
Well, we'll dial up Cripps' minutes again tomorrow, and again, that's whatever gives us our best chance of him being at his best round one. So we'll dial those minutes up, and what the sports science guys talk to us about in terms of what that looks like, we'll be guided by that.
Probably more like a half, though, for Patrick, you'd say?
We're looking for a bit more than that, but we'll see based on what happens tomorrow.
Did you give the fans a bit of a treat and throw him alongside Nat Fyfe for a bit of fun at some stage during the game?
Well, that's a couple of real bulls, isn't it? Just the nature of AFL footy sees that it's rare that matchups like that occur unless you really want someone to go to another player, but yeah, that'd be a great matchup.
It is a pre-season game, so it could be a little bit nice.
Yeah, look, as I said, it would be nice to see that on an ongoing basis, but we just need to see the players from a total point of view be ready for round one.
Does the fact that you're travelling also give you some encouragement that, you know, you're going to be on the road at some stage during the year, so you need to learn to get wins or get close to wins on the road?
Yeah, you're right. Learning's big for us regardless of what we do, whether it's JLT, whether it's round one, two, three. We're about learning and getting better, and you know, a road trip is exactly what that is, an opportunity to get better and learn and grow.
John, the size of the margins in the first two games, was it cause for concern?
Look, we'd prefer to be a little bit more competitive than we have over the last couple of weeks, but we've been pretty open and honest about our plan through the JLT and the want to play some younger kids, especially last week. You know, I think Freo were the same as us. In round one, we both played teams that already had a game under their belt and were up and running. And having said that, we would have liked to have been a little bit better last week, no doubt.
With the significant turnover list again, a lot of people view that might be a tough season for you. Can you improve, and how much do you think you can improve if so this year?
Well, yeah, we think we can improve. That's the plan, and we want to take another step again this year. And as you said, we've got another group of young players, but also players from other clubs. So the time it takes to gel obviously depends on how quickly we can educate and grow those boys. So we're keen to take another step, but time will tell.
John, when you have young players coming in from other clubs and they arrive at the club after a disappointing season the year before, do you have to sell hope to them about the future and the vision of the club?
Look, I'm not sure if you have to sell hope. I think what they see is when they walk in, they get to see a fairly strong program. We think we've got a really good program there, and we think it's one that will help our young guys grow rapidly. And so it's not about us selling. It's probably about us just continue to be who we are and what Bolts and the rest of the coaching group has implemented over the last year or so. We're confident that what they see in the program will give them that hope that we're on the right path.
You mentioned a little earlier that, you know, you focus on what you've been focusing on this pre-season. What is that, you know, two or three points that Carlton have specifically wanted to implement this year that they haven't been doing in the years gone by?
Well, obviously it's a balanced approach with the way we play. From both an offensive and defensive point of view. I won't go into the specifics. I'll let you intellect in the media pick us apart as we play, and I'm interested to see what you think.
The forward line mix still definitely looked like a work in progress last year. Who are you looking for more from?
Yeah, look, it's still going to be a work in progress. We've got a lot of young, tall guys who are going to play forward for us. So whoever develops the quickest probably gets the lion's share of the opportunities this year. But we're keen to ourselves to see what that best mix looks like. And tomorrow's another opportunity for players to put their hand up and show that you know, they're at the forefront of our minds for round one.
And a mature age guy like Alex Silvani coming in, how do you expect him to go tomorrow, and is he in the mix at all for round one?
Well, we expect him to go well. I think, you know, you guys over here know him as a really solid contributor, and he'll add good depth to our defensive stocks, and he knows the stadium well, so I'm sure he'll be nice and comfortable out there and get the job done.
Just on that midfield battle, do you man up and sort of look a bit more of a structural point of view looking towards round one, or do you just let the Cripps and the Kernos and the Gibbs and the Murphys have free rein in there tomorrow?
No, we're pretty structured regardless of what's on the line from a game point of view, because structure around a contest gives us our best look. So we'll be well structured, and you'll see a lot of numbers going through that area. A
couple more, guys.
Just, do you look at Fremantle at all, their game last week, or is it all about you tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do look at Fremantle. That's part of the process of growth and learning, and because round one we'll have to look at the opposition and we'll have to find ways of nullifying their strengths and exposing what we might think are their weaknesses. So we absolutely look at them, and they played some really good footy last week, so we got a good look at them. At the end of the day, we want to play our way, but there's ways and means versus specific opposition, so we've had a good look.
So, John, just to ask lastly, and along the lines of previously, but you expect to be better than the top two side this year? The bottom two side?
It'd be nice to be a top two side this year. We expect to improve on what we put out last year, and we knew it was a building foundation type of year, and we expect to be better again.